The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
What is the key to a great marriage? We get asked that all the time, DJ Automatic. How do you work with your person every day? How do you spend all that time with your wife? I've heard men say ask you that in front of me.
It's easier said than done, I will say that.
Well, thanks a lot.
But I obviously love you. I mean, I'm here. I'm dedicated to our what do you call it?
Oh. Marriage.
Well, but what was the fancy word for it?
Union? Yeah.
There we go.
Oh.
You don't even know what the hell. He don't even know what he's talking about.
I'm just bullshitting at this
point. I kind of want to start a union.
Why?
Within this company right now. Within this show. I'll be my own one-man union here for the people who are not married.
Exactly.
Are you going to go on a strike?
Automatic actually realized that there's one thing that he believes keeps our relationship fresh, strong, and going. And he's pinpointed that.
And we're it's not the union.
Yeah, it's not the union. And we're going to reveal it right now. So turn up today's episode. Hopefully you're listening with your person. Quite the eventful morning. Late for work. And it was all about the case of the missing keys in my casa house.
Oh,
it's
no.
Thursday, Friday's Eve. We like to affectionately call it here inside the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So they weren't necessarily lost. No. They were misplaced.
In his pocket. In my husband, DJ Automatic's pocket.
Oh, my God.
Telling me, what'd you do with the keys? Where are the keys?
Dana drove the car last. And
I did not. Our daughter did.
Okay.
Automatic.
That doesn't have to do. They're in your pocket.
So,
you do not fill them?
No. So they were in my pocket next to the other keys that I had. And so, you know, there's just the weight distribution.
This is the whole thing. I guarantee I already know what you were doing. You were just stomping around the house.
Yelling at
everybody.
I was not
up.
Yelling at anyone.
Well, no, okay, doing your, like, raised voice walk.
Yes, yes.
And I did wake my daughter up and be like, hey, where are the keys at?
See?
Where are the keys? And guess what? They were in my little front pocket here in my hoodie.
Oh, my God, dude. Slow down, dude. That's what this is.
Well, I think they were upstairs, and they must have been next to my wallet.
Oh, yes.
I just grabbed them when I picked up my wallet.
Gather yourself.
What it is that I always put things back where they go. One of us, who's married, it's just us two, never does.
Mm-hmm.
And my saying is what my nana used to tell me. If you put it back where it goes, you'll never wonder where it is. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody has those moments, though. It's been one of those mornings where you're walking around and you have your cell phone in your hand. You're like, I can't find my phone. It happens.
You lost your phone now, too, or what, dude?
No. And then we're coming to work. We're already running late. He's like, I forgot to take the trash out.
Damn.
So you can take the trash out anyway.
It's been a morning.
Yeah, get to sleep as soon as you can. Just call it a day. As soon as you
can. That's what it is. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off by wishing the Marine Corps a very happy birthday.
Yes, that's happy birthday, Marine.
Yes, we also have National Vanilla Cupcake Day. It's also National.
Hey, give some love to the vanilla cupcake.
I love a vanilla cupcake, dude. It's also National Area Code Day, Guinness World Record Day, and it's also National Forget Me Not, which is honoring the soldiers returning from war. So,
we've been
celebrating this day and honoring this day since 1921 here in America.
Wow.
And let's wrap it up on Sesame Street Day.
Yes, one of the best shows ever. When I was little, we couldn't afford things like cable. So I would watch public television, and I would look forward to Sesame Street. Gosh, you know what's interesting, too, about that? I remember thinking, this block kind of looks like my neighborhood. Like, it was a little bit everybody.
It looked like New York.
No. The people.
I was going to say, that does not look
not
like West
block.
Texas.
No, not that. I meant the people, because most TV shows, you didn't see Latinos. You didn't see, you know what I'm saying?
That was the show. There's like a diverse
it
cast.
It was so cool. Yeah, I remember. Definitely not my block. Yeah, you're right. I didn't grow up like that. But the people.
I didn't really do too much Sesame Street growing up. But shout out to Kermit.
There you go, Anthony.
That's a debatable character.
Well, he's like Sesame Street by association, but
Jim
I love
Henson,
him.
Jim Henson, a creator.
And he's like the meme god, too. You know, one of the greatest memes of all time is Kermit Sipping the Tea.
Shout out to Bert. He sang the Rubber Ducky song.
I'm definitely an Oscar the Grouch guy. And then, don't forget Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Oh,
and then,
Snuffleupagus. That was Big Bird's best friend.
Annoyed America for decades now.
Oscar the Grouch, Cookie Monster, The Count.
Count. One, two, three.
What's your favorite Sesame Street character? Hit me now at Dana Cortez on Instagram or Twitter.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How do you make a relationship work? There's a lot of things, right? It does take work. That's why I said work. It's not easy. And if love could keep people together, we wouldn't see divorce or separation because, you know, love is great, but love isn't everything.
I think we should give them a little history on how we got together. before right, we go into right. how we continue to work together every day.
And we're having this conversation, you know, giving advice to other couples, because we do get asked, how do you work with your spouse every day? DJ Automatic and I have been married over 10 years. How have you made it last? And I have had failed marriages before. I'm very open about that. It's embarrassing, so I joke about it, but it's sad.
I always say Dana had a whole lifetime before me.
I did. You know, I was 15.
Well, you got your own life, too.
Yeah, I had my whole life, too, but I was pretty young when I met Dana. So.
Yeah, we were both young, and I'd already lived like an old person's life. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, there's like there's a lot of layers to this onion, because you could look at it just from like the successful marriage part to like the balancing of the work life, because it really wasn't. You guys have always been in business together with certain things, but it really wasn't.
People don't know. We actually met each other working at the radio station.
And we were friends, and we were in different relationships. We weren't with each other.
The past 4 years have really, really been an uptick in working together.
The past 4 years, we started our own company, and now we own our own show. And
we might as well be sewn together at the hip.
Yeah. Like,
you know, how do you live with all of this, Anthony?
God's giggle gas. No. That's one way to cope with things, right?
Oh, my gosh.
No, but I think everyone here is friends. There's a genuine friendship amongst everything, too, which has to be key into what you guys do, right? You know, you guys are able
That's
to separate things.
That's the number one thing, I think. I always tell Dana the reason why it works is Dana's my homie. She was my homie before. She was like, we were friends before we became lovers, then got married and, you know, had babies and bought houses and done all that stuff. But yeah.
But that's the thing that he identified. He's like, you know, you're my homie. You are my best friend. You're somebody that I would hang out with even if we weren't married. You know, you're the first person I think about calling. And we talk still like best friends. I don't get sick of you, even though I get sick of you.
Oh, we get sick of each other.
No, you know what I'm saying, though, but I love you.
I mean, you get sick of me on a daily basis and vice versa.
There's four C's when it comes to relationships. Communication. You've got to communicate your wants and needs with your partner, and the partner needs to listen.
Well, Dana is an excellent communicator. She communicates her wants and needs on an hourly basis.
Compromise is another one. You don't get everything in the relationship.
Yeah, that part sucks, right?
You have to meet halfway. It does, but that's part of making
it work. I feel like
work.
I compromise, yeah.
You do. Commitment, obviously.
Yeah, that's the easy part.
You have to be committed to your person.
When you're in business together, you got to be committed as business partners, too, to the greater
good. I mean, because there's things that we don't always see eye to eye on, with, especially when it comes to spending money, because this woman thinks that she's got all the money in the world.
Committed to the vision, committed to the relationship, committed to your person. But the number one thing, according to marriage.com, is connection. And that's where the homie came in. That's where you're my homie.
You gotta
came
be
in.
Friends. You can't.
Literally, the homie came in.
Yeah. Or, yeah. Kinda,
I was gonna say, like,
and had a baby.
You know, automatic to me is like super sexy. I know it's weird.
But I'm not, though. But I am to you.
You gotta say it like he's ugly, bro.
I know. No, that was like the most like backhanded compliment of all time. He might be ugly to you, but to me,
he's a hard seven to some of y'all.
I remember when I started to feel sexy time attraction for this man. I still remember it, and I still feel that way, but that's not everything. You know, everybody's going to get old, and I'm still going to love you even when we don't have sexy time as often.
Well, my wife, I've been blessed. Obviously, she's beautiful, but I always tell people this man, very wise man, gave me some advice when I was probably about 17 years old. He told me, find me a beautiful woman, and I'll find you a man who's sick of having sex with her.
Okay.
And it's because that's not all that matters. Our friendship, our commitment to each other is what matters. I mean, like I said, my wife's hot. I don't have a problem with her being hot. I'm actually blessed by that. But at the same time, it's not everything.
Starting to see that romantic side that your wife is talking about. I get it.
For me, I like the way he puts it down. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd love to share this study with you. Hit me now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Follow me and send me the DM.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Should you brush your dog's teeth? Weren't dogs okay before they were man's best friend? Weren't they?
We'll see.
Let's talk about their stinky breath right now and what you should do about it. In case you missed it, these are three stories you need to know. My doggy story is last. DJ Automatic, you go first.
It's time to stop taking advice from TikTok. There's a new study that says that most of the videos about nutrition are filled with fake science and promote toxic diet culture. Researchers at the University of Vermont watched over 1,000 TikTok videos across trending fitness and nutrition-related hashtags and found that most of the advice was from thin, white female influencers who went viral for being hot, not being experts.
I'm surprised that this study says thin. That's pretty offensive.
So the University of Vermont says you should get your advice from doctors and dietitians, not from hot white girls who drink spiced lattes on TikTok.
the tummy tea. Remember when the tummy tea was hot? There are doctors on TikTok. There are licensed health professionals, and you can find out if they are. And then take their advice if you want to get it from Instagram or wherever. But you're right. Influencers, not greater than an expert and someone that went to school for this.
One of the things they pointed out, that losing 10 pounds in a week is not real and it's just plain dangerous.
It's so very dangerous. It'll come back sometimes trying to do that.
You need to go for somewhere where there's reliable information. You need to go to YouTube. That's what I do. Shout out to YouTube. Help me fix my car the other day.
You and my mom, when she gets all her craziness from there.
Is your mom, is she a Vikings fan like you, DJ Automatic?
Talking football she doesn't care about football.
Oh, she doesn't care about football.
No, she don't care.
Well, she doesn't fit this study then. In case you missed it, a new survey found that 52% of football fans have quit a friendship over gridiron rivalries.
Look down!
I'm barely friends with you because you're a Raiders fan.
Dude.
I just kind of feel like it's a character flaw.
What about if we're married? I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan and you're a Vikings fan.
Works perfectly. You're my favorite person to hate.
How about them Cowboys?
You should see our home on Sunday or Thanksgiving. If the Vikings and the Cowboys are playing, it's on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Dude, you are kind of like the Cowboys, right? Because you got three rings. They got three rings.
No, I hate you right now.
No, there's a divorce.
They have five.
Ah, damn. That joke would have been better.
He's talking about Super Bowl rings for me. Divorce. It's wedding rings. Anyway, all right.
Downhill at the Cowboys season.
Thanks.
I hate to agree with you. All right, in case you missed it, you should absolutely brush your dog's teeth. According to a study by veterinarian James Gorman, when dogs were in the wild before they were domesticated, they ate things like bones and grass and things like that would naturally clean their teeth, even chew on wood. Now they just eat kibble. And so that kibble gets inside
their teeth. Our dogs eat everything.
Our dogs don't eat everything. We feed them good food.
They eat grass. I mean, they're eating all my plants.
They shouldn't be eating that stuff, but maybe they should.
My dog Metro loves the little greenies, the little denty sticks. He loves those things.
And they clean their teeth, right, Anthony A? So you don't have to do you brush them, though?
No, I don't brush them at all, dude.
I barely brush my own teeth. How am I going to brush my dog's teeth?
I have to scream it automatic. Go brush your teeth. All right, so research shows that regular brushing works with dogs and cats the same way it does with people in preventing gum disease. And by the way, this can prolong the life of your pet.
I'm telling you right now, if you're going to brush your cat's teeth, you better wear a full protective suit.
But they do have tasty toothpaste now for dogs and cats. So that could make it a little easier. Automatic, are you ready to brush our dog's teeth every week?
No.
That sounds like a TikTok thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds, dude.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're here, ladies. According to People Magazine, who is the sexiest man alive? I'll give you this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by State Farm. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We got Diplo celebrating his birthday. Warren G. also celebrating a birthday. And we'll wrap it up right there.
All right, so we're going to start off with just news I think that's still shocking. Takeoff from the Migos. He will be buried tomorrow in Atlanta. The funeral will be held at State Farm Arena. His family wants anyone who is a fan of his and the Migos to come. No charge. Justin Bieber is set to perform. Justin Bieber said he was really close friends with all of them, like buddies. And he's honored that the family asked him to be there.
I'm sure it's going to be a beautiful ceremony. Obviously, they're going to have great entertainment there at the ceremony. I just hope that the family can find, find that peace that they're
in the closure.
It's still sad. And for those who've never been a fan of the Migos, I encourage you guys to go back and listen to the Migos catalog to really understand the impact that Takeoff had when it came to the Migos developing their signature sound. He was the king of the ad-libs that everyone kind of knew him for. So rest in peace.
All right, so speaking of those who've made impact in hip-hop, Eminem, to this day, still the biggest-selling hip-hop artist in the world. If you're a fan, you know that he had a problem with his mother. When he was young, he used to rap about her a lot. Apparently, he's forgiven her. And for over 10 years now, he's been taking care of her. Here she is congratulating him after he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Marshall, I could not let this day go by without congratulating you. I love you very much. I knew you'd get there. I'm very, very proud of you. And also, I'm very proud of Haley Jade, my baby girl. God bless you guys. Love you very much.
Everybody, I don't know about everybody, but I know me. I used to blame my mom, my grandma, my uncle for everything wrong with me. And then I realized, oh my God, they're everything that's right with me. I'm glad they never gave up on me. I'm serious.
That's a beautiful thing. I used to actually get upset at my parents and then go listen to like old Eminem songs about his mom. So,
well, if Eminem and his mom can get past everything they got past, I mean, he made songs about her, made videos about her. She sued him. And they're here now. You can get past it with your parents too.
We can all heal. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And now, ladies, the time has arrived. Who is the sexiest man alive, according to People magazine? Chris Evans, a.k.a. Captain America.
What?
Didn't win again,
Ant. I know, Dan, that sucks, dude. But this is like the second year they go with a superhero person. Because the year before, wasn't it Paul Rudd was up there too? So... I just like
Ant-Man is barely a superhero.
Wow. Oh, come on now.
Rude, dude. He's key to the Marvel universe.
Yes.
Damn, bro. Put some respect on him.
He can shrink, Dana.
Give me a can of Raid and bring it on, baby.
No cap.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You like Doritos?
Yes.
Cheetos, you know when they get the stuff on there, you get to lick them after. I've got big news and food news. For both those brands right there. Time for hottest hashtags on your Friday's Eve. That's what we call Thursday here on a Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
I'll never forget this day because it's my birthday. On May 24th, earlier this year, one of the worst school shootings in history happened at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. And parents are still waiting for answers. Chloe Torres, 10-year-old, called 911. This has never been heard. Her parents asked for the media to play it because what Chloe discloses here is throwing out everything that the police have been telling us. Listen.
No, there's a school shooting.
Sir, are you with officers or are you interrogated somewhere?
I'm in classroom number 112.
What's your name, ma'am?
Chloe Torres, please hurry. There's a lot of dead bodies. Please help. I don't want to see another situation. My dad taught me when I was a little girl. Please help. One of my teachers are still alive, but they're shot.
When you're little, you're taught to dial 911 and help comes immediately. You have people around you dying slowly, and no one comes to help you. And that's what happened to all these kids. And it's unfortunate that these parents are still waiting for answers. And law enforcement
hasn't. It's not unfortunate. It's a travesty. It's ridiculous.
I think that some of them should be charged with something. Negligence. It's just unbelievable to me that dispatch called officers and said, told them, relayed everything. And they're like, okay, we'll just still continue to wait.
You believe some of the officers should be charged?
I don't know if they can be, but if there's some way, yes. It's a hard job.
I know they've gotten rid of a lot of them, but they need
to. Is that enough?
They need to all be gone. Sorry.
All right. So now we're going to move to food news. Hard pivot right here. Hard pivot. Frito-Lay is introducing a new line of minis. I didn't even know they had minis. Bite-sized versions of snacks. Doritos, Cheetos, Sun Chips in all your favorite flavors. It's supposed to be like low calorie. If you're craving one of these, you can pop one of these open and not eat too much.
It's kind of like
little.
Those 100 calorie packs.
Well, no, those are little baby Doritos.
Like little moderation bags.
Yeah, and they're tiny.
It's good for somebody like me because I'll only eat four of them.
Otto will open a big bag of Doritos and I'll turn around in 10 minutes and the whole bag is gone.
You know what's helping me get off of chips? I love chips too, bro. I love chips. Is carrots. I've been smacking carrots lately.
When I'm like on my healthy tip, I do the carrots.
Because they snap, right?
Right now I'm on the chips.
We need to get back to the carrots.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about the recent survey that came out that revealed that 52% of people who watch football have ended a relationship over their friend's favorite football team. But there are three other reasons why friendships end. So we're going to talk about those right now. Plus, talk about some of our frailed friendships. I'd like to welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show and DJ Automatic. The Vikings. You're a Minnesota Vikings fan.
I would never end a friendship over somebody's sports team.
I would end a friendship over the way somebody acts after a loss. All right? Like, if somebody's, like, a little too dramatic
for me. Yeah, like, trying to fight me or something.
Something
over
like that. That's a little bit weird, too.
What's up, bro?
And also, the study that I was talking about, too, goes on to say that it takes, on average, a person 3 days to recover from their favorite team losing a game on Sundays.
Sounds about right.
Well, I'm a Raiders fan, so...
You have a lot of sad weeks. Fortunately for myself, I've only had one sad week because we're sitting at 7-1.
Damn, dude. Are you excited for the Vikings to go into the playoffs, DJ Automatic?
I'll probably just jinx their whole season.
Are you nervous about it?
I'm a lifelong Vikings fan. Yeah, anybody who pays attention to the Vikings know that they could very much end up at 8-8.
That's true. All right, Automatic. And throughout your life, have you lost friends to just falling out or anything?
Yeah,
like
but
that?
Most of the time, it usually had to do with money or business. Ooh. Or just straight up just lying.
That's one of the top reasons. It says betrayal.
Yes,
is the top reasons why
I've been betrayed and lied to.
And you still got some friends who still owe you some money too, right?
Yeah, but I've written it off. I felt like that money was paid in order to keep them away from me at this point.
Hello, another reason why friends just happen to no longer be friends is mismatched expectations. And I feel like this is a thing with women a lot. You'll like, they'll want you to go to their party. You go to their party. They don't go to your son's party or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. It's cursed. Start talking about how catty women are. Just made me start flailing curse words around. And the last reason why is life just takes you guys apart. Separate roads, you know?
That definitely happens.
Bro, I still remember what today when all my homies just like, bam, one after another started popping out kids, dog.
They get married and start popping out kids, it just changes everything. Life changes.
I turned around. I started hanging out with my uncles. Looked around even more. I'm like, I am one of the uncles now.
At this point, are you just hanging out with people that are like, 21 or what?
I'm making new friends, DJ Automatic. Okay, dude. All right.
You're that character. Keep getting older, but they stay the same age.
You know what? You want to start doing this? All right. Well, here's a fun reminder. Your daughter is about to start dating.
You like that? Huh?
So yeah, enjoy that, bud. All right. Think about that.
I didn't go that low.
Okay. Well, think about that now. All right. Well, next time I'm at Chipotle by myself, I want you to remember that. Let us know how you ended some friends.
You try to date my daughter, I would definitely end her.
Stop that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.